ESAC Raiders made the playoffs in 2022. They'll switch up districts, of course, this year. They're going to be in Class 1A District 2. And they'll have another shot to make the playoffs, I think, this year. Not putting too much pressure on you, Coach. Joining us right now here to preview the upcoming season for the Raiders is head coach Eric McCullough. And, Coach, always good to catch up with you. How you been?
You too, Jeff. You know, as we were just sitting here talking before we got started, and it's just crazy to think. I mean, sometimes, you know, the last time we kind of had an interview, but then all of a sudden it comes up fast, and next thing we know, we're talking about the 2023 season.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you guys won two of your last three games last year, the last two in the regular season, and then fell in the postseason. But has that helped bring some energy into the offseason for you guys, and how did things go in the offseason?
You know, I think so. Definitely the year before that, 2 years ago, when you get kind of skunked on the season, it makes it kind of tough. But to be able to get those two wins and beat the teams, and we were in a couple other games, you know, just kind of made some mistakes, which is, you know, kind of what generally happens. But I think what kind of sparked some of the kids is just kind of the change in the schedule. A little bit more competitive now with the schools we're going to be in our district, and our non-district schedule is going to be a little bit more manageable for us. And I think the kids are definitely excited about that. And we have a really big senior class this year, and these seniors the last couple of years have really had to, you know, they've kind of been throwing the wolves a little bit, sophomores and some of them as freshmen, playing some of the teams we did, and them having to step into in kind of some important roles when they weren't quite ready. You know, it's just one of those things. And I think in 1A football, where the numbers are kind of with a lot of schools, some kids have to kind of step into some varsity roles when they're not quite ready, when they should have a couple of years in JV to kind of hone their skills a little bit. But the kids seem to respond well.
So with so many guys coming back, is there fights for starting positions? Is there depth there? Kind of what's been the focus here in the early practices?
It seems like if you kind of look at our roster, the guys we do have it coming back are all about the same size. They're just kind of something we have going, I think, in the water right now. And there's a little bit of fights for positions, but I think we're going to be better off where we have a few kids that can play offensive side and a few kids that can play defensive side. And then each one can kind of help us out with some special teams. So I think each one kind of fits in the position we need to.
Who are the guys fighting offensively, and what will we see? Are the Raiders going to continue to kind of line up and try to run the football at you?
You know, I think it's going to kind of depend on the week and who we're playing. I think we have some things in line. We want to try and run the ball, control that line of scrimmage. Seems to be kind of what works best for us in the high school level. But we've really kind of, during the summer and early season, tried to work on our pass game a little bit, especially our protection, and just try and get some of our athletes in some open space with the ball in their hands, see if they can make some plays.
Defensively, any changes to what you guys did last year or the last couple of years? Or defensively, how's things looking here?
Defensively, we're still going to kind of stay what we were, that hybrid, a little bit of 3-4 with a kind of cover 2 look over top. We're just kind of trying to clean up some of our positions and responsibilities. Last year, you know, a lot of times did a really good job of keeping teams sometimes in second and long, third and long, but then we give up a big play and they get a first down, and it seemed to happen again and again. And so we really try to focus on some of those things and understanding our assignments and try and take some of that confusion away a little bit. And that's why I think we've seen that growth. But when you return so many seniors and juniors that played last year, that definitely helps to make those adjustments because they understand it and they can grow with it. And they've done a really good job with trying to help some of our freshmen and sophomores grow off.
I get the sense in a way that this spring, or this fall, I should say, has been more about kind of fine-tuning things. Most of these guys should know the playbook both ways if it hasn't changed a lot, and it's just kind of fine-tuning things a little bit more.
Yeah, it really has been, Jeff. You know, just the little things, and that's why we didn't want to try and change a lot. We changed more about the verbiage, I guess. A little bit more, just to make it a little cleaner for the kids to understand their assignments and really simplify, try and cut down what we've been trying to do, and just kind of more having a little bit more of an identity for our kids, so they kind of know what we want to hang our hat on a little bit. And they've gotten really good at that. And what's nice is we've been able to switch guys in and out, and we can still kind of keep the same identity a little bit.
What special teams going to look like for you this year?
That's one thing we can really grow on and kind of be a big part of our game. Our punters been doing a great job. We have a lot of 150, 180 pound guys that have some pretty decent speed, so we think punt and kickoff can be big time for us. And we definitely, one thing we've tried to focus on, do a little more drills and try to train our kids a little bit more of our kickoff return. just so it can help us a little bit more and try and set up the offense to be a little more successful. You know, the last 2 or 3 years, we've really, really struggled on offense. I mean, it's just trying to get those first downs, cutting down on our turnovers between interceptions and fumbles. You just can't be successful when those things are happening. So a lot of that has to do with field position and trying to use our kids in the best we can. I think defense and special teams is what's going to try and get us there.
Coach, different schedule for you guys this year as well. No South Central Calhoun and non-district, and of course a different district as well. But what do you like about the new non-district schedule?
It just kind of takes away some of those teams we've been playing that traditionally have grown over the years, and they've got some bigger type kids that we just can't match up with for whatever reason. You know, it's not that we didn't want to play South Central. It just kind of didn't work out this year in the cards, the way the state kind of worked it out. And, you know, we make a list, and I like our matchup a little bit as far as from week one. You know, we play ICAM Manning, which other than the last 2 or 3 years, we've really had a good matchup with them. Between them and us, it seemed to always be a really good ball game. Week two, you know, OABCIG, we do have them, but they're going to look different. I mean, they graduated 26 seniors. They have a lot of holes to fill. I mean, we played well against their JV last year. So we feel pretty comfortable that we can kind of make some things happen that week. And then week three, Missouri Valley, is just kind of similar to us. I mean, they've been struggling over the years. Other than the last 2 years, they were in our district, so we kind of know what they like to do and what they try and do. So that can hopefully be a good matchup for us.
And, Coach, Class 1A, District 2, Emmitsburg, Sioux Central, Manson, Northwest Webster, Pocahontas area, Eagle Grove, and you guys. How do you think the new district breaks down this year?
Like I said, I think there's some teams in there that are very similar to us. Overall, I think we're probably all about the same, but there's between Emmitsburg and Pokey, I think, definitely bring a lot of strengths back this year, and they have a good coaching staff and have some things going. So those two, I think, are going to be tough in our district. And I'm not saying anything about our other ones. I mean, it's been years since we played Eagle Grove. It looks like they'd like to run some option stuff. We saw them just some film against teams we played last year, like Maple Valley, I think, played them in the non-district, possibly. So we got to see some of what they like to do, and definitely going to have some assignment stuff we're going to have to work on that week. Manson, we haven't really looked at them a little bit, but, you know, a lot of things being in our conference, they've made a lot of changes all through their coaching staff and trying to change their culture and stuff, and they got some really young guys. They have a lot of energy, so when we get to them, it's a matchup that we definitely going to have to be really aware of. Sioux Central had the same record as us last year. We played them a lot of JV games, so we know a lot of their kids. Kind of coming up, you know, they like to run that quick huddle stuff. That's going to be a matchup that at the end of the year would probably be really important as far as what the playoff picture is going to look like for us. And then, of course, Emmitsburg, they've kind of gone back to what they used to do, that quick huddle, belly, 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 and then a belly keep or throw a play action, get a big play on you. So we have to really, really play disciplined football that week. And that kicks off our district, and Pokey's just going to be kind of that wide open. Coach Ean and Coach Summerlot do a really good job there. And a lot of years of experience and success there. It just kind of, I think, look at some of the teams that are going to be in our district or teams we play in a lot of conference stuff. Where the last few years, you're playing Underwood, you're playing Trainer, playing Mapleton in our district, West Monona, and we don't really see those teams any other part of the year. So it's going to be different, I think, and I think it's going to mean a little bit more to the kids just because they know a lot of the athletes.
I tell you what, Coach, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to the start of the season. As always, it's fun to catch up with you. We'll talk to you a lot throughout this year, and we wish you the best of luck. Thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, you bet, Jeff. We appreciate all the coverage you guys do and the things you guys do for all our neighboring schools and keep us up to date on everything. So thank you.
Head coach again, Eric McCullough, again with the ESAC Raiders, back with more from the High School Football Coaches Preview Show right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.